Step 5. Selecting a location. Finding a location can be tricky. Areas that are booming for certain businesses may be grim for others. Things you want to consider are the market life cycle. This means what stage is the area at in its life cycle? Introduction, growth, maturity, or decline? Growth and maturity are the two best options to enter into a market. Introduction or new market with new businesses poses too many risks. It is not yet a proven market. And decline is obvious. This phase is when there are a lot of businesses or residents leaving a particular area. Revitalization may be on the horizon, but it costs millions to do so, and this doesn't fit the profile of a single business doing the revitalization. What is the psychographics, spending habits of the occupants of the area? What is the density of your target market, and what is their spending power? Popular mistakes entrepreneurs make is rushing into a market simply because there is a large number of their targeted demographic in the area. Demographic does not equal needs. Everyone within your demographical profile focus will not be your customers. Some could care less or not spend enough on beauty products to keep you in business. In addition, consider the driving patterns of the traffic. Will they be able to clearly see your location and access it? Is the market more foot traffic friendly? Is your proposed location designed to accommodate pedestrians? Is good parking accessible for the drivers? What businesses will be your neighbors? Seek areas with nail and hair salons, barbershops, beauty schools, or any other businesses laterally related to your business. Once you've identified your location and reviewed your lease, get your local operating license and state sales tax and withholding ID numbers. You will need this to access the distributors.